Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. Psalm 127, one of my favorite psalms. Of course, there are a lot of them that are. Reads this way. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. I like this psalm as it speaks to all of us about living in this world, even today. How we build our homes and our lives, how we work or not work, and what happens. The families we build, children, spouses, our home life, how we train our children in the way of the Lord and the result of doing this diligently. I particularly want to look today at verse 2. He grants sleep to those he loves. One of the life's simplest and best pleasures is a good night's sleep. We all need it and we all want it. We can go to bed tired and worn, and we can wake up in the morning re-energized if everything goes well. But is that all that happens in our sleep? The ancient psalm, this particular psalm, was sung by God's people as they traveled each year to the festival of worship at the temple in Jerusalem. Yet it deals with issues that still ring true in today's world. Our lives are consumed by our jobs and families, our concerns of security. I'm so busy is the primary mantra of today's world. The most important fact of the psalm is that it reminds us that unless the Lord is an active participant in all we do, our efforts will be in vain. The psalm writer underscores this point by making reference to sleep. We read that God, he grants sleep to those he loves. This phrase can also be translated like this: while they sleep, he provides for those he loves. This picture can remind us of plants in nature or crops growing in the field while we are busy with other things or even just lying down sleeping. Describing the kingdom of God in a way like a seed sown by a farmer, Jesus says, night and day, whether the farmer sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. There are so many things which the Lord has placed in motion for our lives, and we just need to trust that he will follow through, because he always does. Even when we do not understand how or why they are taking place, he works for our good, he says. To me, this prompts several questions like, are we involved in activities in which the Lord is working and providing? Or are we feverishly engaged in things that have nothing to do with God's kingdom? Let's be mindful of the phrase that we hear almost every time someone speaks on behalf of the Lord. Serving God in all we do each day is why we're here. This psalm reminds us that we can rest peacefully while the Lord keeps providing for us, building his kingdom, even while we're sleeping. He's always on duty. Amen. Thank you, Father. Prayer thoughts for today. I want to encourage you to remember Grace. Continue to pray for strength and healing. Corey Kenny, as she needs God's healing. Scott Rooney, as he needs God's healing. Kathy Steele, with battling her cancer. Families in need. The Middle East, what a mess it is right now. And Lord willing, we can find some peace in all those countries in that area. Our missionaries and families, Nabil, and, just so many of the people in Lebanon and stuff around there that are doing ministry for the kingdom, natural disasters around our nation, our church, our families. And please remember this ministry, this church ministry, as we share together in this, as we seek to increase our work for the kingdom and the resources needed to do this together. Lord, reveal to us what you want me to give and do for your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Have a great day after you've taken some time in prayer. God bless you.